Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for June 5th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law that I am, the Constitution. For the United States of America, the blueprint for liberty is our guide. We believe the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by our founders, brilliant in the solution to the problems we face, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of problems in America, that's for sure. But you know what? The solutions are right in front of us, thanks to our founders. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We believe the checks and balances are brilliant. We don't believe we need a revolution, but we do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. This is, by the way, a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And thanks for being alongside for the ride. A quick recap of Thursday's broadcast, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys. And thank Joyce Riley for her award-winning broadcast, as well as thepowermall.com. The way you can say thanks is to do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com. Yesterday, we talked about Lincoln Chafee running for president of the United States on the Democratic ticket. Lincoln's been a Democrat, been a Republican, been an independent, been a governor, been a mayor, now trying to be president. Just wow. Lincoln Chafee announces the launch of presidential bid. He has served as a mayor. Oh, I guess he was a senator and a governor as well. Yeah, he's been about everything. Now, Bush has taken his time. He's testing the, quote, legal definition of what a candidate really means. But now they say Jeb Bush is ready. Time will tell. Federal law makes anyone who spends or raises $5,000 or more in an effort to become president, a candidate, and thus subject to spending and disclosure rules, as well as fundraising rules. The problem with that is Jeb is saying, well, I think I'm running for president, but I'm just not sure. I'm not official. I'm not, well, how do you determine an effort to become president, you see? So the debate is in the legal definitions. Many people say he's already crossed the line, broken the law, but how do you prove it? There's no accountability. The more insider the family, the less accountability, huh? Plus size model Ashley Graham. Now, we don't talk about models and salacious things on the radio very often, but when there's points to be made, we certainly do. Now, Ashley Graham, I guess she gave up sex before marriage, and she said, hey, I have to reclaim my body. She went on to say the reason she didn't want to be is sexually involved before marriage is, she said, I don't want to have any regrets. And so she waited. She got married. Now she's married to her husband. And I commend her for that. Now, I'm not defending all that she does, but I'm just saying that she's right. Good for her. And I want to also mention that, she took a lot of criticism. Many people are claiming that she's promoting obesity because she's a, quote, plus size model. I don't think she's promoting obesity, folks, at all. I do think there is something to be said for normal women, not always digitally brushed or created women. And I also believe that women and models shouldn't just be thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner. We have a warped view of what women ought to be. And I agree that people should be attracted, and looks matter. In other words, you ought to try to take care of your body, the temple God gave you. But at the same time, we're going to be very realistic about who people are. And so this plus size model is kind of a mockery in the first place. It's a label, folks, and she rejects labels, and I say good for her. I don't support all that she does, but I'm telling you, just imagine if everybody believed they had to wait to be involved sexually till they're married because they don't want any regrets. That'd be a good thing, wouldn't it? All right, Taco Bell, they're putting a new location into Chicago. They're going to serve beer, wine, and mixed alcohol drinks and freezes. It's a new location going on in Chicago coming up. Wow, that ought to help. Just drive through Taco Bell and get yourself a mixed drink there and you just drive on home with your drink. It'll be just fine. You think that's going to help out things, folks? I think they're crazy. All right, Ferguson protesters, they're mad. They were supposed to get paid to protest. Did you know that? Well, now they're protesting the fact that they're not getting paid. Wow, they blame it on, this happened to them when they worked for Acorn. Now it's happening now. They're madder than heck. What are they going to do? I just think you ought to not hire a protester and then not pay them because they might protest and out the agenda, huh? Wow. Live samples of anthrax. Yeah, indeed, they were shipped from a military lab to 51 other laboratories in 17 states and 3 countries. Not to mention the District of Columbia, Pentagon officials said. What do you think of that? Live anthrax shipped all around the country. Yeah, the Dugway Proving Ground here in Utah was the source. Dangerous indeed. Why are they even shipping dead or live anthrax in the first place, huh? Just wondering. Investors are starting to panic as a global bond market crash begins. Do you think we're going to have an absolute meltdown of the economy? I don't. I believe they'll create swings in the economy to fleece you and I of our money, no doubt about it, but I don't think a complete meltdown is going to happen. Joel Skousen, our frequent guest, reminds us, usually they'll bring on a war so they won't have to take the blame. They can blame it on the war. Did you know temperatures at Walmart stores across the country, believe it or not, are controlled by a centralized system at Walmart? They don't even control the temperature of the local store, ladies and gentlemen, but they've agreed that they're too cold. They're going to increase the temperature 1 degree. Now, they're hiring folks, and they're increasing wages. Do you think that they're going to raise the Walmart's 1 degree, claiming everybody's cold, but that, quote, financial savings will pay for the employee wage increases? Huh? Just wondering. It'll be less comfortable, in my humble opinion, at Walmart's coming up. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Hour two, available now, on demand at libertyroundtable.com, and brought to you by Raw Honey. How would you like raw honey in your recipes? How would you like incredible tasting honey delivered to your doorstep? Well, if you join the GiveMeLibertyFund.com, then you'll be prepared and ready for discounts on raw honey. Then you simply get a hold of Kirk Crosby and say, hey, man, I'm a Give Me Liberty Fund member, and I would like incredible deals on raw honey. And Kurt will take good care of you. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Second hour guest, Richard Mack, was with us, former sheriff, CSPOA.org. That's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Join today, CSPOA.org. You can also purchase his latest book, Are You a David? You can also get the DVDs from their latest conventions, incredible speeches by sheriffs and constitutional experts and more. We also talked about a Texas inmate, 67 years old. He's set for executions in slayings that took place 31 years ago. But it's a very strange case. The concerns we bring up is, what about a speedy trial, constitutionally speaking? And what about the very strange evidence in this case, huh? Weird stuff, folks. We also talked about the sailors. There was 4 of them. And I guess they're submarine sailors. They get prison. I guess they had a shower recordings case. They're recording women getting undressed and going into the shower. The women are livid. Adios, America. George Ramos can stay, but Matt Lauer has to go. Ann Coulter presents jaw-dropping stats on immigration realities. Yeah, and its impact on our nation. White man comes out of closet as black man. And the first question he was asked immediately, hey, do you hate the cops? Wow. All right, what about that idea? You know what? You've been black your whole life in your mind, in your heart, but you got a white body. What are you going to do? Trapped in the wrong body, you know? It's kind of like Bruce Jenner, female, trapped in a male body. Do you believe all that stuff, folks? Wow. Let me just tell you right now, I believe that I've been president. I'm just a presidential guy. And I was born to be president. I'm just trapped in this common man's body. You know what I'm talking about? Just saying. Teacher takes middle and high school students on field trip to a Minneapolis adult sex shop. Wow. Outrage after teacher assigns students sexter credit for finding sex toys, condoms, and, well, other things in their parents' bedrooms. They say in their parents' drawers, but that's a little bit weird, you know? Carl Pittman for Harris County Sheriff of Texas. Sheriff Richard Mack talked about this. Carl Pittman, great guy, happens to be black, constitutional as all get out, a great friend of ours. We're endorsing candidate Carl Pittman for sheriff, just so you know. We also talked about the embassy in Havana. House panel says, no, Cuba, we're not going to give you an embassy. So the House blocks funding. Wow, at least they blocked funding for something. You know what I'm talking about? We got to start reducing expenditures at that federal government level, if you know what I'm talking about. That's a wrap of the news the networks refused to use that took place yesterday. It's available on demand on your Roku player and at LibertyRoundtable.com. News the networks refused to use starts now for this freedom-loving Fantastic Friday. In mere seconds, Sam and Kurt on your radio. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable live on Liberty News Radio and Republic Broadcasting Networks.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, my fellow Americans, news the networks refused to use on this Freedom Loving Friday continues. It all starts now, I guess, with today's news. Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome. Kurt's all fired up on raw honey and Zengo juice, ladies and gentlemen. He's ready for the broadcast. And I guess we're talking about parties, Kurt. You're partying, aren't you?
Well,
it's a party,
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah. You know, as anyone who's listened knows that I would prefer to basically eliminate the party systems from America. I think that they're
amen to that.
A negative, benefit, if you will. But anyway, the bottom line is now there's some folks that are saying, hey, man, maybe there's a chance, you know, to, I guess you could say what, get somebody who's not an inside hack in for the presidency. What I wanted to ask you, Sam, after reading this, seeing this story, is what do you think? I mean, I agree there's more, alternative media, if you will, and stuff like that. But, you know, what do you think the chances are for an outsider, not an insider, to be the president?
You want my opinion? Eventually, yeah. As Americans learn to stand up and as Americans get more and more involved and as society continues to break down, I believe eventually an outsider might be president. If enough of us really get together and work on it and the new media takes center stage, meaning you and I can force a realistic narrative into the mainstream press, I think we can gain a lot of ground. And I don't ever underestimate the power of the people if they turn to their God, what can be accomplished. However, you know, if we're talking about 2016 or 2020 or recent times, there's not a chance on this green earth that an outsider will become president. The insiders just have too much control right now, and the American people are too apathetic. So do I think it's possible? Absolutely. Do I encourage it? Without question. Do I think it's something worth working on? No doubt. Party's history, though, of establishment candidates and picks, if you will, is just too entrenched. And most people don't realize the origins. In other words, the Council on Foreign Relations, Kurt, for a long time has been really kind of the proving ground or picking. You almost can take the people who are in that organization and put them in a hat and stir it up, and they don't care which one becomes president or which one gets elected to the Senate, or it goes on and on. So the reason I bring that up is because until we start to vet those organizations and say, whoa, wait a minute, we're not voting for somebody who's on this insider trader club that has inside agenda, aspirations, goals, funding, the list goes on and on. Until we start to get wiser and follow the money and follow the trail and kind of follow the who's who, and really vet those people and reject them if they're insiders, then we have no prayer of outing the insiders, if that makes sense, or inning the outsiders, so to speak. So what I'm trying to get at is we've got to be wise about it. And right now, there's not enough people to blow the whistle. I can come back and tell you, hey, man, so-and-so's a part of the look, Jeb Bush is part of the Council on Foreign Relations. George Bush is with a crime syndicate family from Prescott Bush to George Sr. to George Jr. to and now George Jr.'s brother Jeb. And, man, they're an inside family. We've got to reject them. We've got to reject the Clintons for the same reason. Believe it or not, the Bushes and the Clintons act like they're enemies on the campaign stage. But the truth is they literally vacation together and they're friends. And until we start to out these details, but not to our small listening audience, Kurt, but to the masses, to the Americans, until the Americans get it, we're not going to get it done. So what is it going to take? More scandals to where the American people are just getting sensed enough to do something and enough of the new media taking center stage to truly tell the tale in a way that the American people can understand. And once we have a sea change of understanding and education and then a desire to do something about it, no doubt we can reject parties and the picks by the establishment could be over. I think it's possible without a doubt. So I don't mean to pour water on it, but I do mean to be realistic about what it's going to take to make happen.
Well, there you go, Sam. I thought you might want to say something about it. They, in their threeblogs.rollcall.com, authored by Stu Rothenberg and Nathan L. Gonzalez, you know, they point out these, you know, kind of each election. They're talking about the Republicans in this case, by the way. And they go back and say, well, you know, almost always the presidential nomination has come down to two alternatives, and they call one an establishment-backed candidate with pragmatic instincts and an insurgent, often significantly more conservative, who tries to appeal to constituencies that feel ignored. That would be you and me. And they say, except for back in 1964, when an insurgent Barry Goldwater defeated a slew of establishment, I think that's the reason my little brother got named Barry, but anyway, defeated a slew of establishment opponents, and possibly 1980, they say, the establishment has won these fights to select the party's presidential nominees. And then their question, but have we entered a new era in Republican Party politics? Has the establishment candidate become the underdog in 2016 and for at least the near future? And if so, does that change the meaning of the establishment? Anyway, I agree with you, Sam. I would like to say there's hope, and certainly the Red Sea was opened and mountains have been moved, and so it doesn't mean it can't happen, but I would be quite surprised. Let's just say it that way.
Yeah, and I don't want to pour water on it, though, Kurt. I want to be very careful not to suggest that it can't be done, because I'm convinced it can be done. But it's going to take several steps to make happen. One, the American people are going to need to put their money where their mouth is to raise real money for a candidate. Number two, the new media is going to have to take center stage to start telling the people the truth about who people really are. Vet the candidates hard, which never gets done in the mainstream press. In fact, the mainstream press barbecues real candidates, at the same time goes overboard in protecting and lying about and manipulating the reality and the history of candidates they like. They did that big time with Bill Clinton. Look, Bill Clinton was a flat-out rapist. It doesn't seem to matter, right? I mean, women came forward and literally gave detailed descriptions of the rapes. Mm-hmm. Okay, but no accountability. Same thing with Barack Obama, though. Look, he was the untouched candidate. Nobody talked about Barack's liens and ties and funding of and backing of the Muslim Brotherhood. No one's talked about Barack's real direct ties to ACORN as a community organizer. No one really talked about his lack of international or foreign experience. No one talked about his lack of understanding of the military or anything else as he became senator. Look, he had a straight road to the White House with virtually no opposition at all. They were fawning all over themselves to get a black man in the White House. They were flat out racist as you could possibly be about it. No accountability. And so that's what I mean by they protect their favorite candidates. Until you and I can get enough media presence to challenge them on that, it's going to go nowhere, Kurt.
Yep. Well, and I'll give you another reason that I have. I wish I could say different, but I'm looking at this thing and saying, hey, similar suggestion, a similar pattern of what we've done in the past. For example, Rand Paul sends me an email. He says, look, here's my next step. He says, Kurt, there are howls of rage across Washington. I stood against President Obama and forced his illegal domestic spying program to expire, and now the establishment is lining up against me. You know, that's this insider-outsider thing. But he says, I came here to defend the Constitution, and outside the Beltway, Americans are demanding their government abide by the Bill of Rights. This is all good, but listen to this next part. He says, over 200,000 patriots stood with me against President Obama over the NSA's illegal spying program, and our movement was able to earn a victory no one saw coming. Now, what that means is, in my opinion, about 200,000 people ended up and, contributed. But my problem is what he's going to do next with this upcoming money.
And well, speaking of next, we'll tell you all about it in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt, news the networks refuse to use. Hey, man, you want to take a dose of truth serum? Liberty Roundtable Live, baby.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so we're talking about this email that Kurt Crosby got from Rand Paul, except the problem is it's not really from Rand Paul is the first problem, right, Kurt? What I mean is I don't even know. I mean, well, I know Rand knows it was sent out, but Rand didn't send you anything, really.
Well, here's what at least it says his next plan is, you know, after him saying that, hey, a couple hundred thousand patriots stood with him to, you know, get rid of certain parts, at least of the, Patriot Act, they called it, or whatever. And I agreed with, you know, that kind of stuff. But here's my problem. Now his campaign, they say, has prepared a new TV ad on this NSA shutdown. And what he wants us to do now, is to ante up and put some money in it so that, what is he going to do? He's going to buy time with, you know, in my opinion, the enemy media.
So he's going to take our hard-earned money. He's going to spend it with those folks that spend 90% of their time trashing him. When he greases their palms with filthy lucre, then, hey, they're ready to go ahead and give a little bit of favoritism towards him, but only as long as the cash keeps a-rolling.
Yeah, and so why not? Like you suggested last campaign, we suggested, for so many campaigns we've watched, why not take that same money and literally buy the media or at least support the media that is, well, you could say your friends. Instead of, you'd find places where they literally put your ad on without charging you, or you'd find places where they would have you on and not barbecue you. You know, those are the places where you would put your, your hard-earned money. But I don't, all I could say is I'd be really surprised if anything changes when it comes to the purchasing of airtime, if you will. And that's, in my opinion, a sad thing, because we've got to relook at the whole deal, just like eliminating the whole party system. Imagine if Rand said, look, you know, this thing's been a problem since day one. I'm just going to promote the elimination of parties. You know, how many people would join up for that? But I don't see that happening. You know, you've got to make some real big changes to really, move the Titanic around.
And I agree with this, Kurt. The issue to me a lot of times about this is this. You could say, well, man, you know, Sam, maybe Rand and these guys don't really realize. You know, maybe they're just doing their very best, and maybe they don't really realize that there's a better way. Maybe they, you know, and but the problem is I've tried to get to them. I've tried to have sit-downs with Rand, with Mike Lee, with, I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on and on. And I either get one of two statements. Either one, just kind of like, that's a great idea, but there's not really anything we can do about it. In other words, complete ignoral. Or oftentimes people tell me it's a great idea, Sam, but yet nothing ever happens to do anything about it. Okay? And I don't think a lot of these people are our enemies. I just think they're naive on what it's going to take to make it really happen. See, I'll give you an example. Last time when I tried to talk to the media, I tried to talk to some big fundraisers, the people that raised $6 million in one day for Ron Paul back in the day. And I said, hey, guys, why don't we have a media money bomb, man? Why don't we take back the media? And their response was, well, we're in the middle of an election cycle. It's a great idea, Sam. We can't really get that done right now. We're going to work on it. Hey, get a hold of us after the election cycle. Then we worked really hard to get a hold of them after the election cycle, Kurt, but as far as I can tell, they just weren't available. They're like, well, we're working on this now, or we're doing that now, or whatever they were doing. It just never was time. It was always like, it's a great idea, Sam. It's phenomenal. I agree. But we're doing this. We're doing that. And then it's the election cycle. And then it's like, well, golly, we got to go to the Republican convention. Oh, man, we got to work on getting our delegates in right now. This is a critical time. And it's always a critical time, Kurt. But it never kind of becomes time to work on it or deal with it or whatever you want to say. Anyway, that's kind of what I've found. And so I don't mean to be negative, but they almost act like the emergency justifies stupidity. If we had done this back in 2008, yeah, we wouldn't have gotten near as much coverage for Ron Paul in 2008. I agree with that. However, we would have a whole lot greater ability to give Rand Paul coverage in 2016. Same thing with Pat Buchanan back in the day, or Ross Perot back in 92. And all I'm telling you is it's going to take a while, but you got to get out of this election cycle emergency panic or whatever you want to call it. You've got to look longer term and say, look, we're going to have to put the pieces in place to change the game. And they're very famous for saying, well, hey, Ron Paul in 2008 didn't have a political machine. He didn't have people on the ground in place. He didn't build an organization. And so they took time between 2008 and 2012 to build one, Kurt. And they got it. And the difference was phenomenal for Ron Paul. It wasn't enough because the insiders are still too strong. However, I submit to you that if we would have built a media machine on the outside, while they were building an organizational machine on the inside, I bet you would be ready for 2016, 2020, maybe 24, to really give them a run for their money. But it's not going to happen as long as you ignore the media arm, and especially when you take the hard-earned money of good, honest patriots who are hoping for change, and you double down and put it in the hands of the mainstream press, because it does two things. Every dollar becomes $2 and more. You say, Sam, what are you talking about? Well, every dollar they give the mainstream press, Kurt, means a dollar stronger for the mainstream press and a dollar weaker for the alternative press. It's a dollar they got that I didn't get. You see how what I mean? If you take that dollar and take it away from them and give it to me, and this is just an example, now they're weaker by a dollar and I'm stronger by a dollar. And you could say that doesn't matter, and my response is, oh, quite the contrary. We could have made a tremendous difference. This is the piece they don't really get, they don't understand, or maybe they don't care. I don't know. But I've tried to sit down with these people and talk about it time and time and time again, and it's just deaf ear every time. It's like they're brain dead. And I even physically tried to talk to Ron Paul and say, hey, can we talk? And can we have immediate? I can't even get a hold of the guy to have a talk about it. Okay. A lot of these people could direct this money in the right places in the right way, but what they look at us as, Kurt, primarily as competition. How that makes any sense, I don't know. But they kind of believe that if a dollar goes to us in the media, that it doesn't go to them, and so it's a battle. And I disagree. But I really believe that to be one of the greatest problems we face. You know, you could say, well, Sam, we got to back all good wherever it's found. I agree. But at what point are we back in good, and at what point are we not back in good? We think we're back in good, and we're deceived. And I'm not downing Rand Paul in this discussion as if he's a bad guy. But I am telling you, we're going to have to get wiser, Kurt, in how we allocate the limited resources we do have. And we're going to have to use that those resources. It's kind of in a war. If you have a limited number of provisions and food and capabilities, how do you best strategize and use that to your advantage? That's all we're talking about here. And instead of us being on a team to strategize with that, hey, seems like they're looking at us as competition. Any dollar that goes into us doesn't go to them. Any dollar they get, they don't care if it goes to us or not. That's got to stop. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a meeting of the minds for us to make the next step in progress. We've gained a lot of ground, but we're going to have to meet in the middle and gain more ground, as the country song says. I'll start walking your way. You start walking mine. We'll meet in the middle, meet and eat that old Georgia pine, kind of like that, right? So I don't mean to down anybody and be negative and attack anybody, Kurt, but I am telling you, we're going to have to get wiser. We're going to have to make the new media take center stage. We're going to have to develop a media presence. Maybe it can't take over the mainstream press, but it certainly has got to give them a run for their money and force a change in the narrative if we're going to win. That's what it's going to take. That's my humble assessment, Kurt.
Well, thank you, Sam. All right. That's where we, I agree.
I'm kind of, famous for going off on my rants, Kurt, but all I'm telling you is I think there are better answers, you know?
Yeah, good point.
All right, I guess a humbler Rick Perry. This time, Kurt, he's humble. He's really your guy now, Kurt, I promise.
Well,
just fund me once again, buddy.
And what I want to know is... is what do you think about Rick Perry? Do you think he's a humbler guy? I agree that he was, I guess you could say, demoralized when he made those faux pas, if you will.
Can I compare it to the NFL, Kurt?
Sure.
Yeah. The NFL is not what you think. I'm talking about the neighborhood football league.
All right.
You and your buddies back in the day.
I thought it was the no friends left crowd.
Oh, well, he's in the NFL for sure then, kind of a thing. But what I'm saying is, when you're a little kid and you're picking people to be on your neighborhood football league team, you and your buddies in the backyard, and you're going to pick people, and you're like, hey, don't pick that guy, man. He can't even hold on to the ball. Hey, man, we don't want that guy. He can't even catch the ball. He can't hold on to the ball. I submit to you that a humbler fumbler, Rick Perry, might hope things go better in the first go-round, but I don't think so. I think that the humbler Rick Perry is nothing but a fumbler, Kurt. Your response in seconds, this is... Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about, well, Rick Perry. I guess the guy's humbler. I think he's a fumbler, though, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you right now, give the guy the football and it's a disaster. Let me give you an example, Kurt. He was the guy that wanted to give, what's that little teen girl vaccine that helped
Gardasil.
Them. Gardasil, okay, to prevent cervical cancer and such like that. Sometimes a word escapes me, but the whole concept is right clear in my mind. And that is, look, he was the guy that wanted to give all girls the jab by force.
Yep.
Now, I don't mean to be rude, Kurt, but when you fumble the football that hard, buddy, I don't know that I can ever trust you again. I get that you're like, hey, I'm not sure how to handle immigration. Before I was kind of for letting them stay, now I don't know, or whatever. Okay, I get a couple of those things. I get that there's complicated issues. But you cannot waffle on something so hardcore as forcing a little girl to inject toxic man-made chemicals into her body so that she can have sex without consequences is kind of an idea. Okay, the idea is absolutely crazy. The battle over vaccines is legendary. The question about safety is, I mean, if you haven't studied enough on it, you need to be quiet. Or if you know enough, you certainly wouldn't be for force. And no matter what, there's just no excuse for that. Now you could say, well, Sam, if that's the only blunder, can't you give the guy a pat? Okay, fine. Even if you want to go that far, what else has he talked about? I mean, that wasn't that guy that got on the campaign stage and he was going to abolish government programs, but he couldn't remember what he was going to abolish, Kurt?
That was the guy.
And the old man that maybe has Alzheimer's, they used to mock him, made fun of him. Not really. Yep. He didn't have Alzheimer's. Don't misunderstand me. That's what they tried to kind of portray about Ron Paul. Ron Paul mocked him on the campaign stage and helped him remember the programs he was going to abolish after he watched him squirm and struggle and melt down and fail. Okay, really, how likely do you abolish programs if you can't even remember the ones you want to abolish, Kurt? Okay, well, I don't mean to be rude. You could say, well, that's just stage fright, Sam. My response is, okay, how many items do you want me to go on to, though?
Well, and in my opinion, the solution to this, if these guys, you know, really do want to, you know, I guess you could say beat Hillary, is if they combined their forces, if they would team up, and, you know, maybe Rick Perry would be a good, Secretary of State or, I don't know for sure where. Well, yeah, all right.
Now, let me give you another example.
You know, a golf commander-in-chief or something.
Yeah, we need one of those. Just keep Bill Clinton off the course. We've got one. Right now. Right, here's what I'm saying, though. Instead of Rick Perry saying he wants to force every girl to get the jab, what if he brought up topics like this, Kurt? There's now big worry in the mainstream press with the increased visibility of sex in the mainstream press that it may lead to adolescent viewers to imitate the behaviors they see on TV. And this concern is compounded by the fact that most media, listen carefully, most media depictions of sex portray it in very risky and unrealistic situations. For example, an analysis of sexual content from the most popular movies released between 1983 and 2003, so a 20-year period, right, revealed that the vast majority of sex acts that were depicted in the movies, 70%, were among people who just met. And almost in every scene, 98%, failed to address the topic of contraception in any way. Okay? Not a one of these acts resulted in consequences. Yeah. For example, sexually transmitted diseases, pregnancies, etc. So are the parents' concerns warranted? Do such media depictions of sex have the potential to generate risky sexual behavior for adolescents? Well, there's a study that was published in Psychological Science, Kurt, and it would provide a reality check that, yes, that is indeed the case, sir. In this study, researchers tracked 1,228 adolescents over a six-year period. Now, all participants were between the ages of 12 and 14. And I guess they were between 18 and 21 at the last assessment. So they took kind of two snapshots about their lives. During the early assessments, participants were given a list of movies and asked to indicate which one they had seen. And then they coded all the movies for the amount of sexual activity and the details surrounding it. In other words, what kind of behaviors were, quote, engaged in. Okay? Then they totaled up the sexual hours of sexual exposure. Wow, sexual hours. Just crazy. It's almost like they're treating these people who are viewing the movies as kind of involved in the sex. It's kind of like a sex watcher. You know what I mean? Well, anyway, participants were asked about the age in which they started engaging in sexual activity, as well as the, and then they go on to the details of what kind of sex, you know, oral, etc., and how many times they did so, and all the details. And the results revealed that most teens, that 63%, became sexually active. And most waited till age 16. Anyway, the bottom line is, hey, if they were watching those movies, they become sexual earlier. And the more sexual content the participants were exposed to, the younger they were when they first had sex, and the more, I don't know what you'd say, graduated the sexual experience and activity. I'm trying to be very careful here and interpret this article and leave out a lot of the salaciousness. But the point is they were much more advanced in their sexual experimentation and the detail. Now, the association, they say, was stronger for boys than it was for girls, although that's hard to believe because, you know, boys usually have sex with girls, and for every boy, there's a girl involved too, unless it's even more perverted, right? They say, moreover, greater exposure to sexual content in the movies was linked to a higher number of sex partners and a greater likelihood of being involved without any birth control of any kind. How do we explain this pattern of results? Well, sexual content in the movies viewed by children or by anybody, by the way, creates a sensation of sex seeking. Yeah, sensation seeking, Kurt, is defined as a desire to pursue and engage in new, quote, forms of stimulation from sex to drugs to risky activities. Anyway, it goes on and on. I don't want to talk about the rest of it because it's too long, but here's my point. So Rick Perry is going to spend his time saying, hey, let's give children the jab so they can have sex with no consequences. You know they're all having sex everywhere anyway. He's doing that rather than saying, hey, we need to teach children to be less promiscuous. We need to have a less sexually charged media. We need to have more accountability. We need a sex education by parents who believe in God. We need to teach children that sex is a sacred thing. It's a procreative power given by God, and it's a wonderful thing, but must be used properly. And we need to have abstinence-only education until marriage. Just ask that plus-size model we talked about. She doesn't want to have any regrets, okay? She's doing more to fight for the right in many ways than Rick Perry, Kurt. So I don't mean to down him, but this is my point. That oftentimes they even say and do the right things, but they miss the real discussions that need to be had to change society, to change the culture, to return us to our roots, Kurt. Anyway, I don't mean to go off forever on Rick Perry, but all I'm telling you is, you ask what I think of a humbler, I'm just calling him the fumbler. Rick Perry won't get anything done in 2016, even if he were given a nod and a bunch of money. Kurt?
You know, I would say this, you got to point out the good or the bad, but, you know, when you look at him being from the state of Texas, in my opinion, he kind of gets a benefit basically because he's from there. Texas is one big state with a lot of electoral votes. In the state, during Perry's reign, if you will, he served the longest as governor down there. And those people aren't stupid, one of the things that he did do, at least, you know, he was benefited by what happened down there, and that is those people promote freedom, and they like a little less government, etc. They've had a job growth down there. When you compare it to most of America, Texas is, basically more of a freedom kind of area where they got lower taxes. He says that he kept taxes low and he restricted regulation and curbed what he calls civil litigation, etc. And my problem, though, is that he distributed millions in state funds, they say, hoping to lure top job creators to Texas. Now, if you're really serious about freedom and liberty and you offer, you know, the same good benefits to all, then what you do, Mr. Perry, is you lower the taxes on everybody and make it, well, that what, you know, attracts the new people, not giving them all a special little handout.
Yeah, and now Rick Perry's having a little bit of trouble because all the benefit he touted about job hirings and everything else come to Texas for your jobs is starting to fall apart as the oil industry starts to melt down and lay off people left and right. And then now Rick Perry's having a hard time because there's a lot of job losses on his watch. So that's even starting to change. And again, if you propose or if you carry out Kirk Crosby's proposal of lowering taxes on everybody, then he would still be able to make the claim, come to Texas. All right, 1 hour on the can, second hour coming up. Sam and Kurt, News the Network reviews to use straight ahead. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. You want to turn your phone into a radio? Smile and dial 712-432-5339. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. LibertyRoundtable.com. Why? Because this nation shall endure.